Six Nations elected council have began discussions about possibly limiting access to its council meetings to in-person viewers only as part of an effort to better protect and share information directly with community members. Currently, Six Nations elected council allows portions of its general council and general finance meetings to be viewed live online through Facebook. Last May, council also decided that it would begin to streamline its political liaison meeting and that it would no longer be open to the public. Councillor Dean Hill, chair of the Data and Governance Committee for elected council, outlined the preliminary talks to move all of council's open meetings to in-person attendees only.
About privacy and sharing information, so the information that we want to share, within the committee, we've had discussions sharing it with our community members and making sure that it is for our community members only. So we have been talking about various options we can do. One of them might be going to in-person meetings for the public, like for our open public meetings, to where we might be moving offline here. Now, that allows us to share more information with the community, but at the same time, we want to make sure it is for our Six Nations community members only. When we have an open platform such as this, and when we stream it live, anybody and everybody can watch, right? So we want to share the information with the community members, not necessarily the entire world. So those are things that we're kind of discussing as well and what options that might look like. And therefore, we'll be able to share much more with all of you.
Councillor Hill also says alternative ways to access the meetings online have been discussed and says with the possible change, it could encourage more community attendance during meetings.
Yeah, that's an option that we have been looking at, maybe creating some kind of portal specifically for community members, right? But at the same time, we'll have to look at what that login information does look like for everybody to then just view what we want to view so we don't have any kind of outside viewers as well. At the same time, it may promote more individuals to come into the chambers for the information as well.
Councillor Cynthia Jameson says capacity limits for council's chambers could be an impacting factor as she detailed council's reach to the public through its online meetings.
But in all fairness, we don't have a lot of seats here. And many of our members, you could see if you check after, there's been thousands of viewers. So we also have members living outside of the community through no wish of their own, just we don't have the housing for them. So if that's possible, I think that would work well for us.
Councillor Amos Key also says the Data and Governance Committee is looking at ways to analyze its viewership online and says council could use that information to make a more informed decision.
Is there a way we can sort of go back and look at how many people are actually viewing? And they said we could, so we can start looking at that as well. I mean, if it's two people or zero or 100, then we know, you know, is it what's attracting them to be 100 and zero for some other evening? So I think we can track that as well to see how many people are actually using that, the live stream.
Council did accept the update from Councillor Dean Hill and the Data and Governance Committee as information, although no timeline for a decision on the topic was given. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.